President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping are meeting in California today. Cybersecurity and trade are expected to come up, whereas Afghanistan is not. We heard earlier about preparations for the U.S. military drawdown there. China, on the other hand, is ramping up its presence in Afghanistan. Alexandros Peterson wrote about this in The Atlantic. He's also co-editor of ChinaInCentralAsia.com. Alexandros, welcome.
Thank you.
So you've got a lot of interesting examples of China's growing involvement in Afghanistan over the past couple of years. I'm wondering if you could describe one of them in particular, and that is the INAC mining site about 20 miles south of Kabul. What's going on there?
Two Chinese SOEs, those are state-owned enterprises, extremely large companies that have connections to the government in Beijing, received tenders from the Afghan government to develop the world's second largest copper mine, which is in the location you described. They were supposed to have begun work on it a couple years ago, but nothing has gone forward, ostensibly because there are priceless Buddhist artifacts on top of what is to be the copper mine, but actually because it seems that the two Chinese companies are extremely skittish about security concerns in the area, mm-hmm. which is maybe not entirely unfounded because they have been attacked 19 times in the past year or so.
Interesting. You quote a French archaeologist who's been assigned to examine the Buddhist relics, and he says, "We're just useful idiots for the metallurgical company of China," pointing to the fact that security might be the bigger issue. How much is security an issue in the eyes of the Chinese in other sites around Afghanistan that they'd like to develop or partner in?
I think it depends very much on the part of the country. It seems that Chinese diplomats in Kabul, as well as these major Chinese companies, have decided to sort of divide Afghanistan in two. So the south and eastern part of the countries are considered more volatile, and they're sort of waiting for what will happen after 2014 when the U.S. and other Western countries withdraw combat forces. Whereas in the north, which has always been, or for many decades has been in Afghanistan, a more stable area, the Chinese SOEs, particularly CNPC, which is China's largest energy company, a behemoth, has bet on three oil extraction sites. And they're also setting up the area to be a connection to post-Soviet Central Asia to the north, and then perhaps to Iran in the southwest, and they'll be connected into the major natural gas pipelines that flow all the way to China's major East Coast urban centers. Mm.
Is China also expanding diplomatic ties in Afghanistan? Because you write about how they're even going to reopen the Confucius Institute in Kabul.
That's right. But when I went and visited in Kabul, there was no one there. There was just a hapless Afghan student who had learned some Chinese and was in charge of this entire institute. But now, just as the United States is withdrawing, the Chinese are sending a cohort of teachers to sort of reman the institute. But this is symbolic of a larger, let's say, surge of Chinese diplomatic and commercial interests in Afghanistan as the United States loses interest. The staffing of the Chinese embassy there is growing, and the role of Chinese company representatives. They're all over Kabul at the moment, and also very much in northern Afghanistan, in places where U.S. and Western forces are quickly disappearing.
So what do the Afghans themselves think about China's growing presence there?
If you speak to the Afghan Ministry of Mines, of course, they're very enthusiastic. For the Afghan central government, this is the lifeline. They need the revenues, both in terms of taxes and fees. That said, if you speak to Afghans on the ground, for example, I was in northern Afghanistan in Saripul province, and I spoke to an old ethnic Uzbek man who told me that first we had the Russians trying to take over, then the Americans came. Now that they're leaving, the Chinese are coming, and I think they have plans for a base.
Well, Alexandros Peterson is author of The World Island, Eurasian Geopolitics, and the Fate of the West. Alexandros, thank you so much.
Thank you.